It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. The gubernatorial race has been called for Tony Evers, but Governor Scott Walker hasn't conceded yet. The race for Attorney General doesn't have a clear winner. Meanwhile, Republican Brian Stile has claimed victory in the 1st Congressional District, and incumbent Glenn Grothman is among the winners. He won in the 6th Congressional District. Those are just a few of the results. In addition, Tammy Baldwin has been reelected to the U.S. Senate, defeating GOP challenger Leah Vukmir in the 2018 midterms. What do the results of this race tell us about the Wisconsin electorate 2 years into President Trump's tenure? Did the results in the Baldwin-Vukmir race surprise you at all, and why? Who did you vote for? Why? What policies were most important to you when you made that decision? What political party do you consider yourself part of, and how do you want U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin to represent you in Washington, D.C.? Give us a call, 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. Send an email to ideas@WPR.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Susan Johnson is an associate professor of political science at UW-Whitewater and is director of the Center for Political Science and Public Policy Research. Susan, welcome to the Morning Show.
Good morning, John.
Let's break down the numbers. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin defeated challenger Leah Vukmir by picking up 55% of the vote. How should we think about that margin?
Well, I think it was quite a healthy margin, given the fact that, as you mentioned at the top of the show, we've got an attorney general's race that is still not decided and a governor's race that ended up quite close. So her win of about 11 percentage points, I think, is quite significant.
Well, and especially if you look at a map of Wisconsin, which outside of Madison, Milwaukee, and some scattered cities in northern Wisconsin, like Eau Claire and Superior, the map of Wisconsin looks pretty red with some blue splotches in it. Did people in different parts of the state vote as you expected?
I would say so. I'm looking at a map right now, and so I can see those same blue splotches in certain places and then lots of red, and that's not surprising. I mean, remember, some of those blue spots, Milwaukee, the Milwaukee area, the Madison area, are where the population centers are for the state, so you don't have to win the geography. You just got to win more votes, and so what we saw was Tammy Baldwin do very well in Democratic areas in the state, and then also, you know, pick up more votes than you would expect most Democrats to pick up in the rest of the state.
And in her victory speech, Senator Baldwin said, 2 years ago, people wouldn't have expected us to be here. Is that true? Was Baldwin that much of a long shot?
Well, I think given the fact that Donald Trump won Wisconsin, surprisingly, in 2016, and Scott Walker had won re-election, you know, fairly easily 2 years before. People were suggesting that perhaps Wisconsin was shifting from more of a purple state to more of a red state, and that Tammy Baldwin might not be successful in winning re-election. Also, she was originally slated to be one of the Republicans' top targets in 2016. That ended up not happening, and I'm sorry, in 2018. And that ended up not happening because the Republicans focused their efforts elsewhere, and also because early polling suggested that she was going to be successful. But I think that absolutely she was correct in saying that.
So was part of this because of the kind of rough primary that the Republicans had, and whoever would have come out of that race would have had some damage to control to do?
I think that's part of it. I think that we had, as you mentioned, kind of a bruising primary where the Republicans were going after each other and focusing a lot of their attention, obviously, on each other. Tammy Baldwin, not having a significant challenge in the primary, instead was able to focus on her general election message beginning much sooner, and was also able to craft a message that she felt would be appealing to the entire state of Wisconsin, and didn't really have to run to the left as you often do as a Democrat when you're facing a primary challenger.
Let's take a phone call here. Katie joins us from Janesville. Katie, good morning. Thanks for joining us on the Morning Show.
Good morning to you also. My comment is, it's not red, it's not blue, it's ooh. And Wisconsin proved that again last night. We are fiercely independent. Myself, I don't vote party. I sometimes vote red. I sometimes vote blue. I will write in. I will do my homework. If you've been an incumbent for more than three terms, I normally vote against you just because I think there should be a turnover. Wisconsin votes the person, and the results don't surprise me.
All right, Katie, thank you.
Got some work to do.
All right, Katie, thank you. Thank you for your call. And Susan, what do you think of what Katie had to say?
I think Katie makes an important point, and I think speaking specifically to the Baldwin race, what Tammy Baldwin did very purposefully was make herself Wisconsin's senator. And so she has never been one to want to create a very high national profile. She is always focused on the kinds of issues that she believes affect Wisconsin as a whole. So she was present in all of Wisconsin's counties, speaking to voters throughout the state, and really tried to hone in on the kinds of issues that are key for everyone in the state. And in that regard, she received a lot of support from people who otherwise likely voted for Scott Walker for governor for, you know, policy reasons that would be at odds with what Tammy Baldwin supports.
Well, and it's also a state that has elected Ron Johnson to the Senate twice.
Right. Yes. And so, again, in 2016, he was reelected. You know, somewhat surprisingly, I think people thought that in that race, Feingold would stage a grand comeback. And so, yeah, she had been an island, a Democratic island in the state for the past few years, and not so much anymore, though.
After she won, Senator Baldwin listed some different issues, some that you talked about. The first thing she mentioned was fighting for health care. How big a difference did health care make in the vote, do you think?
I think it made a very big difference. It's interesting because for Democrats across the country, the albatross that had been healthcare in prior elections actually was a net positive for Democrats. And I would say for Tammy Baldwin, that certainly was the case. And running on issues related to protecting pre-existing conditions and providing healthcare to people across the state, Leah Vukmir was criticized quite strongly for her stand on issues related to healthcare and particularly in regard to pre-existing conditions. And in fact, I think at one of her final campaign events, she made a reference to something about, you know, standing in front of a bus or something like that before she would ever allow pre-existing conditions to coverage for pre-existing conditions ever be taken away from. But the Democrats in both the governor's race and in the Senate race were able to really focus on that healthcare pre-existing condition issue and expanding coverage for Wisconsin citizens to their benefit.
Democratic United States Senator Tammy Baldwin won re-election last night over her Republican challenger, Leah Vukmir. We're talking about the race with Susan Johnson, director of the Center for Political Science and Public Policy Research at UW-Whitewater. And with you, if you care to join us at 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. Mark is with us in Mineral Point. Mark, good morning. Thanks for joining us on the morning show.
Yeah, good morning. Well, first of all, I think that just in terms of the realities of the vote, all of the statewide offices will be in the hands of the Democratic candidates. The Attorney General's race is close, but I think in the end they will all go to the Democratic candidates. I think two lessons from this. One is that the control of Wisconsin, political control of Wisconsin by special interest billionaires is coming to an end. The Koch brothers have had their grand experiment and they failed last night. The other thing is that the failure of the popular vote to be reflected in the seats in the legislature is additional proof that the redistricting that was done 9 years ago, whenever it was, that I guess it was 2011, that is really continuing to have a corrupting effect on our state.
Okay, Mark, a lot to chew on there, Susan. Let's start with the point about the Koch brothers and out-of-state billionaires. Tammy Baldwin actually referenced that in her victory speech.
Yes, she did, and she referenced the fact that, again, she had been a big target of the Koch brothers and other people from out-of-state focusing in on that race. Tammy Baldwin outraised Leah Vukmir in terms of contributions to her Senate campaign quite handily, almost four times as much or more. However, and that's not an accurate picture of spending in the race. And so if you look at the outside spending, we had a lot of outside spending on the Republican side targeted towards supporting Leah Vukmir.
Yeah, and we may never know the full extent of all the money that was contributed or spent there, but there was certainly a lot of it, just given the amount of mailers that people saw in their mailboxes and so forth. Senator Baldwin said it's important to support dairy farmers with trade deals and to reward workers by giving them a seat at the table. What was she alluding to there?
Well, I was looking at some of the exit poll results last night, and when people were asked about the impact of some of the trade decisions that President Trump has made of late and what impact they had, it was a very high percentage of voters who indicated that they had had a negative impact by some of the deals that President Trump had made in regard to trade and some of the decisions. And I mean, dairy is one of them, and President Trump actually pushed pretty hard on that in regard to Canada. But there's other issues for other farmers throughout the state of Wisconsin that have been negatively impacted by some of the decisions that President Trump has made in regard to tariffs. And so Tammy Baldwin made that kind of a key part of her campaign for reelection.
Susan Johnson is an associate professor of political science at UW-Whitewater and director of the Center for Political Science and Public Policy Research. Our conversation about the reelection of Tammy Baldwin to the U.S. Senate will continue. I'm John Munson. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network of WPR. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. More election results. Tony Evers elected governor, although Scott Walker has not yet conceded. The attorney general's race doesn't have a clear winner yet. Incumbents Ron Kind, Sean Duffy, Gwen Moore, and Jim Sensenbrenner head back to Congress. U.S. Representative Mark Pocan joins him, but his race was uncontested. Right now, though, we're talking about Democratic United States Senator Tammy Baldwin, who won re-election last night over Republican challenger Leah Vukmir, with Susan Johnson. She's director of the Center for Political Science and Public Policy Research at UW-Whitewater. Yeah, the results in last night's race surprise you at all, and why? 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, ideas at WPR.org, or tweet us at WPR Mornings. We want to hear from you regardless of who you supported. If you supported Leah Vukmir, what did you think when you saw the results, and were you surprised by it? And what do you think going forward about the things going forward? Speaking of Leah Vukmir, Susan, after Senator Vukmir's loss last night, she acknowledged it was difficult for her and for her supporters, and she said she wouldn't change anything. Should she have adjusted her strategy, or was this campaign exactly what she needed to do as Baldwin's Republican challenger?
Well, I think that it's hard, you know, to play Monday morning quarterback, but that's what we do. I think that she quite early on decided to attach herself to President Trump and ran a campaign that I would say is in the mold to a certain degree of President Trump. She came up with nicknames for Tammy Baldwin. You know, Princess Painkiller was one of them that came out of late in a tweet. And so I think that she was quite aggressive. And the fact of the matter is that as the polling consistently showed her being down, sometimes when you're a challenger and you're down as much as she was in the polls, you have to go into attack mode because that's what people would be telling you might be helpful in drawing away some of the votes from people who might be saying they're supporting Baldwin, but might be wavering a little bit.
Well, and State Senator Vukmir was not initially a supporter of candidate Donald Trump, but in this campaign, she hooked her wagon to his pretty closely. He campaigned for her. So did Vice President Pence. Trump administration, very visible in the state of Wisconsin. Did that help her or not?
Well, I would probably argue that given that President Trump's approval ratings in Wisconsin have consistently been going down, and they were lower going into the election, and the fact that we saw Democrats doing better in Wisconsin and Tammy Baldwin polling so well, I mean, I guess we could argue that, in fact, Trump's support didn't necessarily help her in any way, but I don't know that it cost her the election. I think that there are other factors that came into play, and this Senate race wasn't necessarily about Donald Trump.
What can Leah Vukmir's loss tell us about where Wisconsin is politically right now?
Well, I think that, you know, looking at the totality of the results from yesterday, I think that people are going to want to talk about a resurgent Democratic Party. And I think to a certain degree, we can have that conversation, but it's just one election. And so I wouldn't argue necessarily that Wisconsin is going to be blue from here on out. We still have, Republicans who are quite in control in terms of some of the legislative offices.
And we're talking about Wisconsin U.S. Senate race with Susan Johnson. She's director of the Center for Political Science and Public Policy Research at UW-Whitewater. Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin won re-election last night over Republican challenger Leah Vukmir. We're wondering what you think about that. Regardless of who you supported, let us know. 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. Ideas at WPR.org is our email address. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Susan, is Wisconsin following a national trend here? How do we compare to other Senate races in purple states that voted for Donald Trump 2 years ago?
Well, what we saw was that, and again, as expected, the Republican Party did fairly well, some would say quite well, in states where the president won in 2016. So we had Republican pickups in the Senate, across the map. We had in Indiana, Missouri, as two states that are close by, North Dakota, another state that was close by. And so as far as the Senate goes, the Republicans are going to pick up a few seats, but that was pretty well expected. I would say if we think, bigger picture in the Midwest, the Democrats did quite well across the board, picking up some governor seats and then also picking up some Senate seats or holding some Senate seats.
And turnout was exceptionally high for a midterm election. What do you think was driving that?
I think that there was motivation, a lot of motivation on both sides in this case. And so some of the turnout numbers were, as you mentioned, really high. And also early voting numbers were very high, which also indicates a lot of enthusiasm. And I think that for Democrats in Wisconsin, they saw, looking at some of the polling numbers, that they had chances that they maybe not had had in 2016. And so there was a little extra motivation there. And so when you couple that extra motivation and the other side really pushing hard that they needed to get their voters out too, we saw turnout numbers that we rarely see in midterm elections.
We had a call from Carolyn Racine, who called in to say that political ads influenced her decision in the end. She was surprised that candidates really approved some of their own ads, in particular some of Leah Vukmir's ads. Was this a particularly rough campaign in terms of the ads that candidates put out themselves? Forget about the third-party ads.
Yeah, I think that every election cycle, we feel like we've seen the point of no return, and then we see something worse the next election cycle. And I think that in this current environment that we're existing in, where politics is just increasingly more negative, and we hear people complaining so much about the ads, but the ads continue to get more negative. And you're right, not only from the outside groups. I mean, historically, we would consider the most negative ads to come from the outside groups, and then the candidates themselves could sort of say, hands off, I didn't do that. That was my, those were my supporters. But what we're seeing more and more are the candidates themselves, you know, having that tagline, I approve this ad, and it's quite a dark and negative ad.
So what made Wisconsin's campaign different this time around, do you think? Were the strategies different? What was going on here?
Well, I mean, again, I think that we are in a different environment. I think coming out of 2016, a lot of Democrats in the state of Wisconsin were quite disappointed to see Wisconsin go for Donald Trump, much to, you know, everyone's surprise. And you have Scott Walker, who was running for a third term in governor, and there were some people who were arguing that, you know, maybe two terms was enough, and his approval numbers weren't as high as they had been in the past. And again, speaking to the Senate race, you had Tammy Baldwin, who ran a very localized Senate race and really did her best to connect with the voters of Wisconsin, each one, and that ended up working out quite well for her, obviously.
We've only got about a minute left, Susan. Whether they voted for Baldwin or cast their ballot for Vukmir, what should people in Wisconsin do to ensure U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin represents their interests in the nation's capital?
I would say keep letting her know what your positions are on the issues. She's been someone, again, who's gone around the state, listened to voters, has been responsive to voters, has tried to run, some might argue with this, but a more moderate course in the Senate. And so I would say if you were a Vukmir supporter, keep contacting Senator Baldwin's office and make sure she knows how you feel about different issues.
Susan Johnson is an associate professor of political science at UW-Whitewater. She is also director of the Center for Political Science and Public Policy Research there. Susan, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Always happy to do it.
Our election analysis continues next on The Morning Show as Wisconsin Public Radio's Sean Johnson joins us. Democrat Tony Evers says he's confident he's the next governor of Wisconsin. Incumbent Republican Scott Walker says some votes still need to be counted. We'll talk about that and results of the Attorney General's race up next. And we're taking your calls, 800-642-1234. Tell us what you think, how you feel, and where we go from here. I'm John Munson. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.